Bell Hops from the new album Family Favourites. You are listening to Jump Children, and joining me on the line is the Bell Hops main man, Ian Dittman. Ian, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, not too shabbily as it happens. Congrats on the album. I'll get to that in a tick. But for anyone who's been under a rock for the last couple of decades, could you give us a quick thumbnail sketch of the Bell Hops?
Yeah, well, we've been around since the early 90s, I guess, in one shape or another. Yeah, I mean, you know, we just keep doing it, you know.
It's a mixture of R&B and blues. What drew you to this music?
Oh, just always, just really enjoyed that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's stuff that makes people get up and move, you know, and it still sounds like, as a genre, it still sounds as good today as it did back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
It certainly does. It's been a while since the Bell Hops' last album. What prompted a release?
Well, what actually happened was it was forced upon us by the COVID lockdown, basically. All the gigs got cancelled. Everything got cancelled. You couldn't leave the house. And it was the brainchild of our bass player who decided to lay down some bass lines, send them off to a drummer friend who put some drum tracks down, and then we built on that remotely over a period of way too long, but it just took forever and a day. But so it was more a case of doing something rather than nothing, you know.
So you've assembled quite a cast of characters on this album. Are they friends of the band?
Oh, yeah, everyone. Everyone who's on it has either played with us or, you know, been associated one way or another over the years. So it was a case for those guys too to actually be doing something a bit creative during the lockdown period. Although, you know, obviously as we moved out of that, that changed. But initially that was the idea, you know.
So did you finish it off in a studio or was it all done remotely?
Everything was done remotely. I think the most people we had in the room at the one time would have been maybe two horn players and somebody manning the microphones, and that was about it, really.
Bits and pieces put together, and it's a pretty nice whole that you've come up with. It's an album of covers. Everything is quite familiar to us here at Jump Children, and yep. There's a mix of the expected R&B and blues, pretty much what you'd expect from the Bell Hops. But one of these tunes is not like the other, Ian. Why Deep Purple?
Well, why not? Yeah, well, I fulfilled one of my my dreams of actually crooning a Deep Purple song. But all of these songs come out of the live set, and that was a version that we just worked up. I think actually we were doing a corporate gig, and they wanted dinner music, and so you know. That sort of evolved out of that, and then it became a version that we included in the set. And we, you know, as I said, it was all of the songs were from the live set because we couldn't at that time work up any original stuff because we couldn't get in the same room as each other.
Yeah, good point. I hadn't thought of it that way. I drag out Machine Head every now and again, although Lazy is my go-to track for the radio. I've never heard what the one-time loudest band in the world described as a dinner music. Ian Dittman, thank you so much.
We had to, in a lot of those gigs, people are sitting down and they're eating and all that, and they just say, look, play something quiet. No one listens to what you're doing anyway. So you might as well have a bit of fun with it, you know.
We'll take, Ian, thank you so much for speaking with us here on Jump Children. We will take a track, and there's really only one to choose. The Bell Hops on Jump Children, Smoke on the Water.
We all came down to Montreux on the Lake Geneva shoreline to make records with a mobile. We didn't have much time. Frank Zappa and the Mothers were at the best place around. And some fool with a flare gun burned the place to the ground. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. Smoke on the water, fire in sky. It burned down the gambling house. It died with an awful sound. Funky Claude was running in and out, pulling kids out of the ground. And when it all was over, we had to find another place. But Swiss time was running out, it seemed like we would lose the race. Smoke on the water, fire. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. At the Grand Hotel, it was empty, cold and bare, with the rolling truck stones thing just outside. We made our music there with a few red lights, a few old beds. We made a place to sweat. No matter what we get out of this, I know we will never forget. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky.